In the early 1990s, independent presidential candidate Ross Perot predicted NAFTA would create a giant sucking sound of American jobs draining into Mexico. And that's exactly what it did, according to Wisconsin AFL-CIO President David Newby. He ticks off a quick list of Wisconsin manufacturing plants that have shut down over the past decade.
Masterlock, Square D, Tower Automotive, Johnson Controls, Briggs & Stratton. The most recent large plant closing announcement is Mural up in Manitowoc.
Nationally, 525,000 workers have been certified as NAFTA job loss victims and receive some kind of retraining as a result. That doesn't include thousands of workers who never applied for the benefits. Newby says in Wisconsin, NAFTA job losses total somewhere between 25 and 75,000.
And that's net jobs, because we have had some job increase through increased exports to Canada and Mexico, but that's been more than offset by job losses from plant closings in the state.
But a spokesperson for the State Department of Commerce says there's been an upside for NAFTA in Wisconsin. Mary Regal heads the department's International Export Division.
NAFTA has shown a positive increase in sales of goods to both Mexico and Canada.
What that means in hard numbers is that Wisconsin's exports to Canada are up by more than $1 billion, from $2.5 billion in 1993 to $3.6 billion for the first 10 months of 2003. And for Mexico, the increase is even more dramatic. Wisconsin exports headed south of the border more than doubled to $600 million in 2003. Regal says the jump in business with Mexico is also the result of some aggressive trade initiatives by her department.
In 1994, we opened a trade office in Mexico, and that office is our busiest office of all of the offices we've ever had.
Still, labor union critics in both the U.S. and Mexico say the export gains of NAFTA don't compensate for the job losses. David Newby says the trade pact needs guarantees of worker rights to form unions and bargain for higher wages in Mexico.
Our loss here in the United States has not been a gain for Mexican workers. It's been a real gain for multinational corporations that have benefited from lower wages, but it has not been a benefit to workers in any country.
And environmental groups are still calling for more anti-pollution measures to be added to NAFTA and all future free trade agreements. They want to prevent U.S. industries from fleeing regulations here to set up shop in Mexico or elsewhere where environmental protections are weaker. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.